Our guest today, Money Farm Market Analyst Sam Swanson. Sam, it
looks like grains traded. Looks like grains traded a bit lower across the board here today. What did you see that affected the grains here this morning, Sam?
Yeah, you know, there's just not a lot of fresh bullish news out there, and you know, we have favorable growing conditions across most of the U.S. here, which just continues to put pressure on the market. You know, seasonally, this is the time of year where that seems to take place, as long as there's no issues with the crop. Just a little continued pressure from mostly favorable weather conditions.
All right, and cattle side mixed there at the very least. Looks like this is my first look at the markets here this week, so I'm used to seeing those numbers a bit higher for the feeder cattle and everything closer to those highs, but it looks like they dropped down a bit here. But what did you see driving the cattle markets here today, Sam?
Yeah, you know, outside of markets were higher today. That seems to be providing some support here. You know, we are in the summer season where grilling seems to be more popular. You know, we also had a bullish report yesterday. So we're getting some little bit of support back into this market. You know, and I think cash is still relatively strong, too. We haven't really seen a large drop-off in that as well, which a little bit of support here and there with a couple of those things is, you know, helping livestock for sure.
All right. Appreciate it. Thanks for the info, Sam. Have a good one. That was Money Farm Market Analyst Sam Swanson. For the Red River Farm Network, I'm Tyler Donaldson.